Awesome. Hey, would you keep that applause going? Our guest bassist up here, Randy, who's Bobby's father. Bobby. Hello, Bobby. All right. From the Big Island. Woo. Oh, and it's his birthday. Is it your... Oh, happy birthday to you. How old? Oh, never mind. Hey, let's all stand. And anniversary. Is this Bobby's mom and Amy's mom? Thank you. You live on the Big Island with him too? All right. Yes. All right. What a family. Thank you. Well, Pastor Elwin is on a little break. Oh, the guy working so hard. You appreciate Pastor Elwin? Yeah. Yeah. So he needs a break. So he brought in one Cordero. Oh, yeah. So we are in for a great treat. Hey, you know what's awesome? We thought, I wonder how many people going to show up 9 o'clock because you know who's playing, huh? Ah, the Come From Behind kids from Waipio playing for the Little League World Championship. Awesome. Let's pray for them right now. No, hey, aren't we come from behind kind of people with a heart for Jesus? No matter what's going on around us, even sometimes the battle within, God, by His Spirit in us, we are the kind of come from behind people because of Jesus' grace. Amen? Because of Jesus' grace. Come on, let's worship. Keep that applause going. Unto the King. Come on, with all our hearts, let's give Him our praise through song and connect.
if God like you, only if God like you.
Oh, my heart belongs to you,
only if God like you,
only if God like you,
only if God like you.
Come on, follow me, clap with me, here we go.
Only if God like you.
Sing his name,
Jesus. We lift up Jesus. Yes, my heart will sing. No other name, Jesus.
whether in this auditorium or out under the tent. I got to believe that there are people like me struggling in their hearts, that there's conflict. Some of your, I mean, all our conflict's different, right? The conflict in our soul, the conflict in us, the problems we have, different things going on that are troubling us, and whether they be troubling us from relationships or the outward circumstances, that there would be my prayers, there'd be a peace of God and a trust in the Lord. Pastor Aaron's going to talk about an all-in kind of faith, but I believe it can start now. Well, the message is going to encourage, to equip us. It's going to help us. It's going to build faith in us. But I believe we can start even now to say, God, I'm not here just to sing a song. I believe it's not in any of our hearts on stage to just sing songs, but to help lead and serve so that together we can say, God, we love you as a people of God. What's so dangerous about sometimes the stage is we have to watch our hearts, that we're not performing. We know there's an aspect of sharing gift, of sharing music. But may it be so in all of our hearts, all of us, whether on or off stage, that the sacred intimacy of worship would just come from the heart. It's not about the stage, amen? But it takes our choice, whether we're on or off stage, wherever, under the tent, out. Choose now. Choose now, because I believe God wants to touch and heal and bring restoration and rebuild and remind, and he wants to share his love with each and every one of us as we continue to open our hearts to him. Amen. Amen. Yes.
Take this offering that I bring. Humbly I fall on my knees to proclaim your everything. My life's nothing without you. Take my hands and lead me through. You are my sustaining love. I live to worship you.
Yes, Lord. I'm gonna worship you forever. I'm gonna worship. Let's worship him. I'm gonna worship you forever. I'm gonna worship. We worship you, Lord. I'm gonna worship you forever. I'm gonna worship you forever. Tim Church.
I believe that the word of the Lord for some of us here is that you and I are fully accepted and fully embraced by Jesus' love. It's not by works of righteousness which we have done. It's not because I've known the Lord for 30 years and I'm so mature, and we are fully, no matter where you are at in life, and if you've never received the Lord, wherever you're at in your thought process, relationship with God, you and I are fully accepted. You're fully affirmed. You are fully loved by the grace of God. That's the kind of God we serve. I can't explain it anymore, except by something going on in some of you that just need to hear, by the Spirit of God, receive the word that says you are fully loved, accepted, and affirmed because of Jesus. Because of Jesus and only Jesus. Oh, Rod, you don't know my addiction. You don't know. God says, I love you. I fully accept you. Every piece of you, every piece of your past, every part of your sin, I love you, says the Lord. Would you join hands with one another? And I want us to pray not only for us as God's ministering to our hearts, but let's pray for the loved ones we are praying for who need healing. Pastor Rich Wilbur, New Hope West Oahu, we just found out his wife has 1 or 2 months to live because of cancer. Just found out this week. We're praying for Paula and the family. We're praying for the Botellos, who Pastor Aaron oversees, Rick and Racy, Alwyn Arab, who had that stroke, who was a music director here, is out there. And there's many others in my family, in yours. But let's just mention their names. And do you believe? I believe God sees our interaction in thought, in mind, in heart. And let's believe and let's trust him right now. Father, we go to you. We run to you. We run into your arms. We Lord, we don't understand. Sometimes we don't even believe like we should. But Lord, we make a choice right now in agreement with our brothers and sisters for these that we are praying for those close to us, in our families, friends, our workplaces, who are dealing with sickness, who are dealing with diseases, who are dealing with emotional turmoil, who are dealing with relationship strife and financial difficulties and depression. We just thank you, God, for your sovereign grace and love and intervention, God, because you are a God who initiates intervention, Lord. But we come to you, we draw near, and we want to surrender. And that's what we pray for the one on our right and left. And in agreement with all of the names and people and hearts that are running through our heads that we are praying for, that we'll continue to pray for. Jesus, we trust you. We trust you. We're all in, Lord. We're all in. We want to be all in. And Lord, when we're not, Lord, help us, guide us, shape us back to an all-in kind of faith. Thank you for the one on our right and left, Lord, in the auditorium, out under the tent. We just connect with you and one another in Jesus' love and in Jesus' name. And we all say, amen. 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 Let's applaud Jesus' love and his name, his person. Amen. King of kings. Well, why don't you share some of that love with your ohana around you? Introduce yourself to someone you may not know. Go ahead, do that. And all of our wonderful volunteers. Welcome to New Hope Honolulu. We are so glad that you are here with us. If anybody is wondering, quick update, Little League World Series, the score is still 0-0. But thank you for being here at church. If you would take out your bulletins, I have a few announcements to share with you. If this is your first time to New Hope, please take a moment to fill out the tearaway portion at the bottom and place it in the white bucket as it comes by. This is our way of getting you connected to our family. How many of you are grateful to God for his work in these islands through New Hope Christian Fellowship? We are celebrating our 15th anniversary, and this celebration will take place on September 10th, which is a Friday, at the Bishop Museum at 6 p.m. It's free admission, so please invite your family and your friends to join us for entertainment, for food, and for fellowship. There will be a shuttle service from here, Farrington campus, as well as the Kalakaua campus, starting at 5 o'clock. So if you want to come here, the shuttles will be going over there. We've been here at the Farrington campus for the majority of our time here on this island, and it's been such a beautiful partnership between our church and this school. I wanted to let you know that as we pray for the football team every year, they've started their season 3 wins and no losses. So please continue to pray for them, pray for their safety and God's blessing on and off the field. As the summer winds down, we have 2 opportunities for you to enjoy God's creation as well as fellowship with one another. Our Fuse Young Adults Ministry for those that are 18 to 30 is hosting a camp called Camp Oasis. The second option is hosted by our Divorce Recovery Ministry. Both camps start on September 17th. For more information, check out our website, inuhope.org. This Wednesday, our Marketplace Ministry is hosting our Pauhana Hour at 5 o'clock at the Lead Center. For those of you that are in our MPL, this is an opportunity to network as well as to hear an inspiring message from Dr. Bruce Wong. Following that, at 7 o'clock, our normal midweek will be replaced by our volunteer leader Ohana service. If you are a volunteer, or if you want to get plugged into our church a little deeper, or if you just want to hear the heart of Pastor Owen, please join us at 7 p.m. Last but not least, as you entered, you saw under the ministry tent, Community Care Ministry is hosting our Health Expo. All of those services and screenings are free, so please take some time to go out there. They're offering CPR training, as well as blood tests, glucose tests, cholesterol tests, and many other things, so please visit them. I'm going to ask the ushers to prepare to receive our tithes and offerings. Outside, we're selling garlic chicken and barbecue ribs to benefit our Canoe Club ministry. Would you bow your heads as we prepare to give?
Lord God, we thank you because you're a good God, a God who loves us, a God full of mercy and grace, and you are a faithful God who provides for all of our needs. We thank you that all that we have and all that we are is from you. And right now, we thank you for this opportunity to worship you in our giving. I pray that you would take these tithes and use them for the extension of your kingdom. We ask that you continue to allow your hand to be upon our pastors, Pastor Wayne, as he extends the borders of New Hope, Pastor Owen, as he gives wisdom and vision here, and Pastor Aaron, as he brings forward your word. I pray that you would prepare our hearts, that your seed might fall on good soil, that we might continue to glorify you here on this island, in this nation, and in this world. And we pray all these things in Jesus' name. And everybody said, amen. Pastor Aaron, senior pastor of our Hawaii Kai campus, will be coming out. But prior to that, take a look at this.
Broadcasting from Farrington High School Auditorium in Honolulu, Hawaii, this is Primetime.
How's it going, everyone? Ryan Tsuji alongside Racine Wolford backstage here for Primetime. Well, we just learned of a substitution that's going to be occurring this weekend, and that's Pastor Aaron will be substituting for Pastor Elwin for the week's messages.
That's right, Ryan. You know, I believe that Pastor Aaron's experience at Hawaii Kai is really going to help him out tremendously this afternoon. And, you know, he does come from a background of great genetics. That Porigi pedigree might actually help him to bring a victory out this weekend. What do you think?
I think it's going to be interesting to see. As you can see behind us, Pastor Rod is preparing Pastor Aaron to go out for the message. Let's see if we can get a word in with them. Excuse me, can we talk to you guys before the message?
Excuse me, Ryan. You're kind of interrupting right now because we're prepping Pastor Aaron right now. He's, yeah, so please.
Well, can we talk to you about what's so important about this substitution with Pastor Aaron for Pastor Elwin?
Well, I tell you, it's incredible because Pastor Elwin, while he needs a break, doing a great job. Oh, he brought in one good substitute.
Okay.
I mean, power. Put it in power.
Pastor Rod, that's enough out of you. Try excuse, yeah? Pastor Aaron, got a question. How are you feeling going into this message this afternoon? Are you ready for today?
Baby, I'm born ready.
That's what I like to hear.
Well, there you have it. Pastor Aaron is ready to go. And when we return here at Primetime, we'll talk about the message all in, only on Primetime.
This is Primetime.
It's that season again for another session of Hearts and Motions. Take classes like Keiki Sign, Keiki Hula, Tahitian, Getting Hula, Advanced Hula, Creative Sign, Dance Hip Hop, and Sign, and featuring ukulele, adult vocals, and our newest class, Drama. Woo! Classes are on Thursday evening, so call 842-4242, extension 152 to register. That's 842-4242, extension 152. 842-4242, extension 152. Woohoo!
Spoke in. Spoken word, spoken to life. This brand new ministry brings holiness to the hip-hop culture of today. Music, poetry, painting, dance will speak to your souls as we become conduits for Christ as he consecrates our craft. And if you feel the call, step up to the stage to share your spiritual truths. Every last Sunday of the month, 6:30 to 8:30 at Jazz Mind. Spoken.
This is Primetime.
Welcome back to Prime Time, where just a moment ago we learned about the substitution between Pastor Ellen and Pastor Aaron. But let's talk a little bit about the message today, being all in.
Well, you know what, Ryan? Being all in means being committed to the race that God has placed in front of you to run. And some of the key features of being all in include discipline, focus, and staying committed to what God has really placed on your heart.
You know, speaking of committing and focus, we're talking about the YPO Little League. It is still 0-0, as we just heard from our producers. We will keep you updated here on Prime Time, your spot for the up-to-date coverage of not only Prime Time, but all the sporting events going on here in Hawaii. Well, we were going to start off with the message, being all in, with this video, only here on Prime Time.
Go ahead and introduce yourself before we get started.
Hi. My name's Sam.
Yeah, we're back here. So we can get right into it. Just go ahead and run me through a day in your life.
Well, it's pretty ordinary. I mean, I get up, I go to work, I come home. Hopefully I get to spend some time with my lady and maybe watch some TV and then go to bed.
What kind of work do you do?
Well, I do custodial work for a law firm downtown.
And how long have you been in the custodial field?
15 years, but it's great because, you know, I can leave it whenever I need to go to something better.
Tell me, have you ever attended college?
Yes, actually. I went to Stanford, all on a scholarship. That was a huge blessing.
That's really impressive. What did you study?
Biology, linguistics, theater, medieval English, all sorts of stuff.
So,
well, I wanted to keep my options open, but during the sixth year, they said I had to pick a major or I couldn't register. That's when I decided to make the transition into fast food. It was a great temporary job because that would allow me then to go back anytime I wanted to continue.
What did you finally end up studying there?
Well, I'm currently thinking about criminal justice, but Susan wants me to just pick anything and get a degree.
How do you think that going back to school would affect your marriage?
My marriage? Oh, I'm not married.
Oh,
Sam, sorry. I'm gonna get going home now, okay? Oh my god, I am so. Did I wreck it?
What exactly is your relationship with Susan?
Well, dating. I love her. But marriage, that's a little serious for right now. To tell you the truth, I'm not actually sure that she's the one. I wonder if maybe God has somebody else in mind for me. And I see a lot of women, and I think, is she the one, or is it she? You know, I guess I want to keep my options open.
So, how long have you guys been dating, exactly?
Let's see, it's about 23 years.
Wow, that's a long time. How does she feel about that?
What do you mean?
Oh, well, I was just saying, in just talking to you, Sam, it seems like you've really left a lot of things in your life up in the air.
Yeah, I try to never close doors. I say, why shut a door if you don't have to? What's better than being in front of a bunch of open doors?
Thank you. want to be empty. I want to be free from all that holds me captive and all that brings me down, all that's trying to lose me. Now that I've been found, here I am, broken on the ground. It's in your
prayer of our hearts that we want to live for him. And I know that that's the prayer and character of Pastor Aaron's heart. And he's been a great example as a young man under a great father for my kids as well. And I've kind of asked him some questions, counseled with him, and just a great man of wisdom, young man of wisdom. And so would you welcome, borrowed from New Hope, Hawaii Kai, Pastor Aaron Cordero.
Well, aloha, everybody. Welcome to New Hope. It's good to be here all the way from Hawaii Kai. It's like a whole nother zip code, literally. But it's good to be here. You know, it's so wonderful about our church here at New Hope. It really is one family. And it's so wonderful to see what God is doing in this campus as well as the many others. And we're continuing our series entitled Prime Time, really God's best for our life. Life at its best. And it all happens within the kingdom of God. And we here at New Hope, it's exciting that we can continue to see that we are in the kingdom of God. Amen? Amen. Well, today we're going to talk about a little bit about our faith. We're going to look at a parable out of the book of Matthew. And, you know, when you think about prime time, it's really highlighting all of the most exciting things and maybe sometimes not so exciting, but it's prime time is really highlighting certain things. Last couple weeks, we highlighted about having no regrets in our faith or in our life. We're also coming back to that one thing. Well, today, we want to talk a little about within that one thing, our faith in Jesus Christ, which is really the kingdom of God, coming back to that. How can we be people that have all in faith? Because often we're going to wrestle with that and struggle with that along the way. Why? Turn to your neighbor and say, you are human. Yeah. Sometimes we don't forget that we're Christian. I think often we'll forget that we're human. And so the Bible will teach us a little bit about when we read his word, he's going to highlight certain things and kind of put things back into perspective to really enhance certain values that we should value, others we should diminish. And so whatever God's emphasizing, we move there and emphasize that. Whatever he de-emphasizes, we do that. And so that's what we're going to do, is we're going to look at that. And the Holy Spirit today may point out certain areas that in our lives, that it's where we're at. The neat thing about God is he meets us where we're at. He's gracious like that. and he shepherds us from glory to glory. And so, as we talk about really faith, we're going to talk about a few levels of faith. Holy Spirit may say, this is where you're at, this is where you're at. It's okay, because that's where we're at. But the cool thing is, God will meet us where we're at. Amen? Well, highlighting a few other things, you know, every week our campus pastors here at New Hope, we get together, and I am just glad to share with you that all of our campuses here at New Hope are doing absolutely well. And it's neat that everybody together is rising and really doing absolutely fabulous. Also, been talking with my dad and my mom, and they're just enjoying a couple things in Oregon. One, they're grandbabies, and so they're really enjoying that, as well as what God is doing in our New Hope Christian College, and really raising up the next generation leaders that will be our next pastors, missionaries, worship leaders for tomorrow. And it's exciting just to see God's hand on that. In fact, my dad's so excited about it, he wants to tell you. So would you turn your attention to the screens, and let's watch, and let's take a look.
Aloha from Oregon. I personally wanted to give you an update on all of the wonderful things happening here on the campus of New Hope Christian College. Last month, we put on a 3-week teaching series called Radix, which is getting back to the roots of our faith. We had such a fantastic turnout. There were musicians and singers from churches throughout the area that took part in this outreach that brought thousands in attendance, and so many received Christ. We had so many positive responses from the community. We even had some worship leaders from various churches that said that it sparked their creativity and filled their spirit. If you'd like to view these videos and more about Radix, you can check them out online at our website, enewhope.org. Well, since the end of the last school year, the staff and faculty here at the college has been working extra hard to get the school in tip-top shape before the students arrive. We recently had a community-involved cleanup that helped in the upgrading of our look on campus so that the students will feel refreshed as they go about their school. We upgraded the cafeteria, the gymnasium, the bookstore, added a student center, updated the cross with new lighting, we redid the dorms, and we even added some new faculty. There are so many changes that I don't think I can say it all. You'll just have to come out here and see it for yourself. But we know that the students here will have a great education and feel comfortable with these new surroundings. And as you are hearing this, the students are already in their first week of school. So pray for us. We have so many new students attending this fall, and there's so much potential coming in, it should be a blast. Well, that's about it for now. We're looking forward to seeing all of you very soon at our anniversary special event services. So until then, from all of us here on the mainland, New Hope Christian College, to our ohana in Hawaii, nei, from all of us, from our hearts, aloha.
Pretty cool, huh? You know, I was looking and said, hey, that's where my dad get his good looks from, me. Oh, we're just excited what's happening up there. And you know, it's neat where we can see these kinds of things and really celebrate with one another because God is really doing a neat work. You know, my wife and I were just we're just such happy parents, and my daughter is growing up to be just a wonderful young lady. She's 16 months now, and it's just so fun. She's learning so quickly, like a little sponge. But the latest thing that she soaked up is the word no. Oh, my goodness. I say, Ellie, come here. No, 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 no. You know, she sits down. Oh, my goodness, and I got to go pick her up, and I said, honey, I think our kid is broken. You better check, you know, check the manual. I don't know what's happening here. Now, you know, in life, we're going to go through things. We're going to go through the up and downs. And today we want to talk about our faith because, you see, you and I, we live in the kingdom of this world. At the same time, we enter into the kingdom of God. And so there's, in reality, there's two kingdoms kind of working against each other at times just because of where we live and what we're in. And so if we're those who follow Christ, we enter into the kingdom of heaven, kingdom of God, yet we're in this thing called earth. And there's a certain flow to that as well as the kingdom. And sometimes we can get our thinking, we can get our perspectives a little mixed up because of this. And sometimes it's we wrestle, where there's always a struggle and a strain because of it. But today we want to look at really what the Bible speaks about in our faith when we are people that are in the kingdom of God, but not just any kind of faith, but it's a faith that is really an all-in faith that the Bible will speak to us today about. Some of us will be at different levels of our faith, or there will be different qualities that we're working through, and that's okay. But we want to look at that. We're going to look at a parable. And before we look at the parable, let me tell you a little bit what parables are. See, a parable is, it would really be like a story, a riddle, a word picture that Jesus would use. And in the Bible, he says that parables, he came to bring parables for a certain reason so that you and I will be able to discover really the deepest truths of the kingdom of God. Why would he give parables? It's really to reveal these truths of the kingdom that have been hidden from the foundations of the world. So the Bible's saying is there is things about the kingdom that will develop, hone, grow our faith that have been hidden from the beginning of time, divine treasures in the kingdom. And there's certain positions that we have to come to and to really understand that, to gain it, to allow it to be ours, to own it, to live it out. And so parables will do that. But here's the thing about parables. Jesus speaks to his disciples and he says this. He says, to you, it has been granted to know the mysteries of the kingdom of heaven, but to them, it has not been granted. But blessed are your eyes because they see, and your ears because they hear. So here's the thing, is the Bible says parables will be granted to you and me. Blessed are our eyes that see, our ears are hear. What he's saying is, see, God will give us treasure. He'll give us the things that have been hidden from the beginning of time. But when we come to find it, we got to come looking. Isn't that true? You know, how many of you would like to buy a new car? Raise your hand. Do you know what kind of car you want to buy? I know which one I want. Isn't it true? You see that car everywhere. Why? Because you're looking for it. Yeah, that's right. And the same is true. The Bible says he gives parables to those who are in the kingdom, are those of faith, and we're at different levels of our faith, but when we come, we must come looking, because what we're looking for is what we're going to find. So that's what the Bible says. And we got to keep our ears open and tuned, especially us who are in the kingdom. Well, let's read at the top of our notes this parable, Matthew 13:44. Jesus is going to liken the kingdom of God to two things. Often parables will come in pairs. Here's a twin parable. And it's kind of a couple different angles that he's going to help us look at what this whole kingdom thing's about. So let's read at the top of our notes all together. Ready, good, set, go. The kingdom of heaven is like treasure. It's hidden in a field. When a man found it, he hid it again, and then in his joy went and sold all that he had and bought that field. Again, the kingdom of heaven is like a merchant looking for fine pearls. And when he found one of great value, he went away and he sold everything he had and he bought it. See, what the Bible is saying is, your and I faith, kingdom of God, is kind of like a man who, he goes into a field, he finds something of such great value, quickly hides it again, and in his joy, knowing the value of that or the worth of that, he quickly goes and sells everything. And the option is like kind of a no-brainer to him because of the value that's in this field here. Jesus also says, kingdom of God, our faith in him is kind of like a merchant who is one who knows what the worth of precious pearls are. He studied it. He's He understands it. He went to school for it. He knows the value, the coloring, the size. And when he comes across that one of great value, he goes and starts selling everything because he understands the value of that pearl. The Bible says as we come into the kingdom, it's going to require some seeking, some looking for. We got to have eyes that see it again. And then also understanding, coming to a place where we're like those who are seeking a precious treasure, and we get to know it, we research it, and the more we research, more we have understanding. It's like, oh man, I'm willing to go all in, all out. And that's what we want to talk about. All in kind of a faith. See, in 3 John speaks to us about how important this is, and we just read this in our devotion. That's not in your notes, but let me read it to you. It says this, "Beloved, you and I pray that in all respects you may prosper and be in good health, just as your soul prospers." See, what the Bible is saying is as we get better in our faith, or as our soul prospers, because we're spending time with the King, like we talked about last week. One thing, when we're doing that, when our soul prospers, the Bible's saying here is that everything else will follow suit. You see, when we take the time to really work on who we are, as the Bible says, you and I, we grow from glory to glory. We get better and better. Turn to your neighbor and say, you can get better. Turn to your other neighbor and say, you really can. It's true. You know, it's something when we really come to a place where we say, all in. You know, it's so funny, this morning, you know, I go to Starbucks like every morning, and I've kind of made a commitment to go to Starbucks, and not necessarily for the coffee per se, but I go and do my devotions, and you'll find me at a Starbucks somewhere on this island every morning to just spend time with the Lord. But because of this, I've really developed relationship with, you know, all the ones in Hawaii Kai. There's two over there. And they, when I come in, they know my name. They know my drink, a triple espresso, you know, yeah, a little strong. But that's just, they know it. And because I'm so committed, I'm always there. They know my name. They know what I want. And, you know, it's so funny. This morning, I go in to get my coffee and a little thing to eat. And I'm reaching around, and I forgot my wallet. So I remembered last night I put it in the car. And so I went into the car, and I looked for my wallet, and oh, thing was gone. I was like, oh, no, where's my wallet? I'm kind of getting a little freaked out. So I called my wife early and said, honey, did you move my wallet? I put it right in the center console. Oh, yeah, sorry. And so I had to go back in and say, you know, I'm so sorry. I forgot my wallet. So, you know, I won't be able to buy this today. And they look at me, hey, don't worry about it. You come in here, your credit's good. Just pay us later. I was like, really? Wow. I was like, wow, that's pretty cool, man. You know, I was thinking about that. You know, I was thinking it's because, you know, not necessarily that I was so committed to Starbucks per se, though, I love to go there. But, you know, it's interesting. You go all out, and it's like the kingdom is available to you. It's like neat things start to happen. I was thinking, you know, that's just like the kingdom. Really, or in other words, the Bible would say, as we develop what the Bible calls a prosperous faith, or when our soul is doing well and everything else in our lives follows suit. The Bible also says, seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all else will be added unto you. Jesus explains that there is a type of faith that is so valuable, so treasured, so precious. It's such a quality that it warrants giving up everything in order to gain it. There's that kind of a faith out there. But we want to look at some qualities of treasured faith. And we want to look at what it would mean really to go all in. And let me start with the lowest of qualities first. And as we look at these qualities, the Holy Spirit may say, this is kind of where you're at, but hey, let's graduate and towards the kingdom of God as we develop an all-in type of faith. But if you would write in your first blank here, there's a certain faith that we can be tempted to resolve at or stay at, and it's called this, every once in a while faith. Every once in a while faith. Is that true? You know, every once in a while, Lord, okay, you ask me to do something, okay, and I feel good about it. Now I'm good for the whole year. I can just relax. You know, the faith that, oh, I'll go Easter, I'll go Christmas, and that's good, yeah, good, yeah? And every once in a while, faith, you know, as I was growing up, I had the privilege of helping the Levites, our setup and breakdown crew, bless their hearts. They work tirelessly every single week. And in the beginning of New Hope, when we started off, there was a point where we would set up and break down the Stan Sheriff Center every week. I don't know if you remember that, but I mean, that's a major ordeal. And so my dad asked, Aaron, would you go and help them? It'll be good for your character, son. Okay, Dad. So the head Levite would come to my house, pick me up, and he would say, hey, Aaron, let's go. But here's the thing is he would show up at my house at 1:30 a.m. in the morning. I wasn't too excited about that. You know, first few weeks, I was like, okay, you know, I'm all excited. But after a while, it catches up. I was tired. So about the fourth week, you know, I'd show up and hallelujah, okay, hi, everybody, you see I'm here, and go under the rafters and sleep, you know. Oh, you know, you get tired, and after a while, but, you know, it's interesting how I would totally do this. I'd come 1:30, hey, everybody, how's it, and kind of slip away, and, you know, and then when the big exciting things happen, I come around, oh, hallelujah, okay, and, you know. My friend would call me and say, Aaron, oh, the surf is up. Oh, really? God bless you. Hallelujah. And, you know. Oh, horrible. I just got to confess, you know. I got to confess. But it's so true where we can sometimes do that, where it's kind of, you know, every once in a while faith. It's kind of a show face faith, you know. But my dad explained it to me this once. He said, Aaron, he said, once in a while faith is kind of like a flash cube faith. Said, Dad, what's that? Flash cube. Any of you know what a flash cube is? You do? Okay. Well, for me, I had to take out my iPhone and Google it. I had no idea. Flash cube. In 1964, Kodak came out with a certain camera, the Instamatic camera. And they came up with this genius idea of putting a flash. And now, flash cube has four flashes, but once it flashes once, it's done. So you got four flashes, and then you got to throw them away. Flash cube faith. So, now, you know, you guys look pretty young in here, so you probably don't know what I'm talking about. So, I YouTubed it. Let's take a look so you know what I mean, okay? Check this out.
It's new. It's now. It's Flash Cube. Flash Cube. Flash Cube. Only with the newest Kodak Instamatic cameras. Four full-power flashes and one tiny cube. Flash Cube. It's this way, man. Drop in the film. Get yourself a flash cube. Pop it on. Take one. Take two. Take three. Take four flash pictures without changing bulbs. In color, of course. Newest Instamatic camera outfits from less than $18. Only from Kodak.
You guys are so young. I gotta help you out. I said, Dad, you're just dating yourself, man. But you know, I when I researched that, I looked it up. I was like, you know, that's so true. Sometimes we can have a faith. It's like a every once in a while faith. And you know, it's so interesting where, you know, I would often scoot off in my younger years and kind of show face. And you know, it was kind of almost devastating. I would come back, and when all is said and done, you know, people would be celebrating, and my dad would come up to me and say, Aaron, man, the service was so wonderful. There's so many that gave their lives to the Lord. God is just really working. And I'd put on a big smile. Oh, yeah, that's great. Oh, that's hallelujah. And though I was there, quote unquote, you know, I wasn't really there. And I felt like I was poorer of a person in faith because I showed up, but then I would scoot out and come back when I need to. And so people, they saw me and they'd say, oh yeah, Aaron's around, but I wasn't really around. The scripture is going to encourage us more than just a once-in-a-while faith. And there's a reason why. Let's read in the scripture here, 1 Timothy 4:15. Let's see what that says all together. Ready, get set, go. Give your complete attention to these matters. Throw yourself into the task so that everyone will see your progress. See, the Bible says, in the kingdom of God, it's warranted, it's valuable, it is something of high value, it's worthy to really, when you're doing something for the Lord, when you're in the kingdom of God, when you're living your faith out, to throw your full attention into it. And the Bible says so that others would see that you would be prosperous or that you're doing better and better. And I was thinking about that, and I was thinking, you know, in my experience, I think it's good that people will see how we're growing, and that's good because they can celebrate with you, they can applaud, they can cheer, and it's like cheerleaders all together doing good. But, you know, I think more so, I think Bible would tell us, Lord would tell us, it's more so for you, Aaron, because if you don't put your whole heart, your whole attention into it, there's going to be things that I'm going to speak. There's going to be maybe a service that I want to heal a hurt. There's going to be an area of your life where there's unrest and you need peace, and I'm going to give it to you, but because you're not there, you miss it. I was thinking, Lord, that's so true. It's more than just showing up every once in a while, isn't it? Really, an all in faith is, it's not just kind of showing face, it really is being a part of. It's being immersed in. It's to our very core. It's a lifestyle. It's a DNA. It's like being in a family. You can't get away from it. He said there's something that's very important about being all in, because God will want to give us certain things that we just may miss. And the Bible says it is God's good pleasure to give you the kingdom. So God wants to give us that. He delights in that. But here's the catch, is we got to be present. So the Bible's saying is, you know, there's different kinds of faith, and we can often settle for different types of qualities of faith. But it's really more coming to a place where we say, Lord, it's an all-in, not just an every-once-in-a-while thing. Here's why in Romans it says this. It says, for the kingdom of God, and defining the kingdom a little bit more for us, it's not a matter of eating or drinking or the physical things that we deal with or wrestle with. It's not about that. But it's more of righteousness, peace, and joy in the Holy Spirit. Because anyone who serves Christ in this way is pleasing to God and approved by men. So I think what the Bible is saying here is, sometimes in our faith, we wrestle with the physical because there's so much stuff going on. And because of the kingdom of this world that we live in, we wrestle with that. Oh God, should I, or what should I choose? And basically what God's saying here is the kingdom of God is not even on the same map. It's on a whole different globe. But sometimes we wrestle with that, the choices of that. It said when we're in the kingdom, see, the kingdom of God is more of that of righteousness, that of peace, that of joy in the Holy Ghost. So what it's saying is, Aaron, if you are lacking rightness, maybe there's broken relationships that you're dealing with, and though there's a physical pain or strain of that, it's more of making things right. Aaron, if you're lacking peace in your life, there's probably a reason why. Maybe it's because it's an every once in a while kind of a thing. Aaron, if you're not having joy, there's not joy and there's not a strength of God because of joy in your life, probably because there's a flag there that said, Aaron, you got to kind of step a little more all in here. And that's what the Bible's saying here is there's so much that God wants to give us, that of righteousness, peace. Any of you need that? I do. Joy. Where we found a treasure that is so precious, in our joy we can forsake all and run after him. See, that's what it is. It's really coming to a place of a perspective, understanding the value of the kingdom of God, and then there's everything else. What we do is we actually push the kingdom of God way up there, and after a while it's not a choice because we understand the kingdom of God in our faith, how precious that is. See, our faith is not really a one-time thing. In life, at its best, is a faith that is dynamically growing. For example, you know, my love for my wife. When I married her, I stood at the altar, and my dad married us, and he asked the question, Aaron, do you love Uilani? Oh, baby, I love you. Oh, yeah, for sure. Now, if I said I love you at the altar once and then never said it again, though I love her, you think my wife would kind of go wondering? Yeah. See, it's not a one-time thing. You see, our faith is really like love and expressing that, where it's something that is continually growing, and it's a dynamic that is continually getting better and better. You see, my wife and I, we've been through quite a bit in our short 4 years of being married. We've been through quite a bit, ups and downs, sideways, this way. You know, it's interesting that we stand today more in love. Because why? Well, because we know each other at deeper levels. We've been through so much more. And that love, that commitment is so much greater because of we're living life together. It's a life dynamic that grows. And the Bible says the same is true with our faith. You see, when we're immersed in His kingdom and His faith, when we're thinking about it, when we're talking about it, when we're living it out, something starts to happen where all that is available to us in the kingdom of God, it's given. We experience that. It's like, wow, our lives are changed and transformed forever. See, that's what the Bible is saying. In these parables, we can go as deep as we want or we can stay as shallow. Let me encourage us today, folks, go deep because it's amazing. God's faithfulness is amazing. Sometimes it's a little scary. It's a little risky. God, you want me to do what? Yeah. Sometimes it's a little crazy, but it's worth it, folks. It warrants all in because it's that amazing. That's what Jesus is speaking about today. Well, there's another faith that we would often kind of maybe settle. And if you'd write in your next blank there, it's this kind of a faith. It's a level that's a little better, but there's still a little maybe too much self in it, and it write this kind of faith. It's a what's in it for me faith. What's in it for me? You ever know anybody like that? Hey, Aaron, help me out over here. Okay, I'll help you, but what's in it for me? You know, there's a what's in it for me kind of a faith. Why? Because, you know, this day and age that we live in, we only have so much time, so much energy, and so much money, and so we have to strategically place our treasures in certain areas, and so we don't want so much to people to encroach on that because we got our plan down because there's just so much, you know, time is money, time is money. And so we can often develop a mentality in life as well as our faith that, you know, what's in it for me kind of a faith. In fact, the scripture talks about that, Philippians in a more of a positive light. Chapter 2, verse 4. Let's see what that says. Let's read it together. Ready? Get set. Go. Don't look out only for your own interests, but take an interest in others too. Scripture continues in verse 5. It says this. It says, your attitude should be the same as that of Christ Jesus, who being in the very nature of God, did not consider equality with God something to be grasped, but made himself nothing, taking the very nature of a servant, being made in human likeness. Being found in the appearance of a man, he humbled himself, became obedient even to the point of death. I mean, he gave everything. Even death on a cross. And therefore, God exalted him to the highest place, gave him the name that is above all names. Name that we worship. The name that is worth everything to us. Like today, we are worshiping, Lord, we worship you. See, that word worship, in the Bible, it's actually translated to worth. And see, when we worship God, not just in song, but with our life, what we're doing is saying, God, you are more worth than everything else. And we push God way up there. So, God, it's like a no-brainer. But often we have a what's in it for me kind of a faith, and we can sometimes pull God down to our level, and it's kind of like a 50-50 choice. You know, should I wear a blue shirt or a red shirt today? Oh, I don't know, it's kind of hard, 50-50. We can do that with God. Oh, should I serve God today, but I don't know, what's in it for me? And we pull them down, and the Bible says, see, the kingdom of God, is it's not even on the same map of thinking. It really is something that is so far up there, so valuable. And when we start to understand its treasure, its divine nature, it's like, wow, no brainer. And so that's what Jesus wants to do in these kinds of parables, is really help us to look at, and what the Holy Spirit will do is sometimes highlight in our lives where we're at, and he'll highlight the next step that we'll need to take. And he said, yeah, kingdom of God's way up there. We understand, okay, Lord, I'm starting to get it. See, there's a quality of faith that's tempting. That's a what's in it for me. I remember a time on, it was a Monday. Here at New Hope, all the pastors, they take time off on Monday. And just to take some a break, it's like our day off. And it's just a day of rest. And I just love my Monday to do long extended devotions, just spend time with the Lord and just rest. And well, this one morning, my auntie, she lived on the other side of the island. She calls me up and says, Aaron, how are you? I love you so much. I miss you. I just want to spend time with you. I haven't seen you in so long. I said, oh, wow, auntie, you love me. Oh, I miss you too. I said, oh, yeah, I just want to spend time. Oh, me too. She said, oh, really? Well, hey, could you come to my house today and help me move my whole house then? I was like, oh, auntie. You know, I said, oh, man, I was wrestling with them my day off. You know, I'm tired. So I said, okay, I'll come and help. So I drove all the way over there and, you know, spent some time helping my auntie. And then, you know, these thoughts started coming to my mind. You know, it's just me. I'm moving this lady the whole house. And I think, oh, maybe she can give me plenty of money then if I'm helping her, you know. Oh, and I was like, oh, I'll help you out. I started helping real good, you know. I just, oh, man, just got excited. Maybe, you know, maybe it's something I can get, you know. I'm poor right now, you know. And so at the end, we finished and we're talking and, you know, and it's so bad. You know, I was just kind of secretly waiting with my hand open like this. So what, auntie, what, a couple hundred bucks, you know. Oh, man, we so bad. Hey, I'm just confessing, okay? Church says you got to come and confess, you know. Oh, but, you know, it's so true. We can do that where our faith can often, it's just a human nature thing where, yeah, I'll give, but then, you know, am I going to get something from it? But Jesus would say, I understand why we would think like that, and I understand why our faith would sometimes even resolve at those places, but what he says is, it's really so much more than that. It's something that is of a whole nother world, a whole nother kingdom, and a whole nother perspective and thinking, and it's so much more valuable than that. And when we understand its value, the Bible says it's like a man finding a treasure, quickly hides it in his joy. So the attitude is, I have joy to forsake everything and jump into the kingdom. You see, when it's that valuable, it's kind of like, you know, it's like after a while, all of what we treasure, instead of leaving that, I take my treasures and throw it in the kingdom, you know? And it, because the Bible says wherever your treasure is, that's where your heart lies. Or wherever your heart is, that's where your treasure is. So my, just a side kind of a tip here, you know, in kind of going all out, jumping into the kingdom, take all that you got and throw it into the kingdom. Because if all that you have is in the kingdom, your heart will be there. You get excited about it. I mean, it's something that is adventurous. It's exciting. You look forward to it. All in faith. Jesus, he exampled that to the best. And as we read that scripture, I just put Jesus there. And the Bible says the kingdom of heaven is like treasure hidden in a field. When Jesus, when he found it, he came to this earth. He found a field. He hid it again, this treasure, you and I. And then in his joy, went out and sold all that he had, paid for it with his life. And he bought that field, paid for it in blood. But it wasn't the field that was the object of his affection. It was what was in the field, you and me. Gave everything for that. See, that's an all-in faith that we're talking about, because there's something that is so precious that is really a relational treasure, relational worth, that really would translate God's love to us. And he says, just as I love you, treasure one another like that. And that's the kingdom. And then we start, Oh, Lord, I get it. I understand. And then we can start to take all that we have and throw it into the kingdom instead of, you know, we think, oh, God, I got to give up everything. No, take everything and throw it in. See, when you throw everything into the kingdom, then the Lord will sift through and maybe he'll say, hey, you know, this stuff, you got to get rid of that. Okay, Lord, I understand. Yeah, I know. And this, you get rid of that. But hey, all your treasures are in the kingdom and your heart will be there also. So right in the last bullet there, in all in faith, all in faith. It's really a level that the Holy Spirit would ask us to graduate to, not demanding and not saying you must, but pleading, because the Bible says that God knows that he wants to give us the kingdom, and it is so precious, it's so valuable, it's worth it. All in. See, all in faith would really deem life to be absolutely adventurous, exciting, intriguing, something that is so grand and praiseworthy, glorious and honorable. It's something that the Bible says is heavenly attractive. Think back with me when you're a little kid and, you know, you hear on TV or a friend say, well, treasure hunt, that word. Oh, man, you get excited. Where? We're going on a treasure hunt. You know, you get so excited. Why? Because there's treasure. If we find that treasure, oh, you know. There's something that is just so intriguing and exciting about treasure. When I was at Sandy's one morning, I was taking a swim and just relaxing on the beach, and I looked to my left, and there was this man. He was standing there with a metal detector, and he was waving this wand around, and he had headphones with a little scoopy thing. And when he would come across, a little beep in his headphones, he would scoop something and check it again. It would beep again, so he would scoop something. When he didn't hear the beep, ooh, then he would shake and sift the sand. And he would look down, and he would pull out something, a little something, and put it in his little satchel there. Oh, that caught my attention. What was that? So he would do it again, and then this time must have been a big one because he pulled it out, look around, make sure nobody looking, and then put it in there. Oh, man, I started getting excited. You know, I was like, whoa, what's going on? Was it a diamond or gold or something? I was like, whoa. I was like, I need to get me one of those wavy things and scoopy things, you know? And then he did it again, and I was like, man, I was so anxious. I was just starting to pace up and down the beach, you know. I wanted to go and say, what'd you find, and where do I get one of those scoopy things, you know? Yeah, I was thinking about that. That's, Jesus said, that's like the kingdom. See, our faith is something that should be so exciting because the value and the worth is so much greater than we can ever imagine. That's what it's like. Where it's really a treasure, it's when we understand that, when we study that, when we research it, and when we find it, it's like, that's it. And what we do is we start to develop eyes that see, ears that hear. And so when Jesus shows up, it's like, that's it. I've found it. I've found everything. That's it. Let's read what the Bible says in that. And it's really, it'll equate our faith to something so much more than anything that we can find here on earth. But let's read. In 1 Peter 1:7, all together, ready, get set, go. These have come so that your faith, of greater worth than gold, which perishes even through, though refined fire, may be proved genuine and may result in praise, glory, honor, when Jesus Christ is revealed. See, what the Bible is saying is, in other words, when we start to develop an all-in faith, catches God's attention. He said, that's praiseworthy. That's honorable. That's something to celebrate. And when he comes and shows up, it's like he's got one of those wavy wands. And he's like, oh man, he gets excited because you and I, we start to understand what the kingdom of God's all about. We start to understand what an all in faith is. It gets God excited. That's what the Bible is saying. But, you know, we live in this kingdom of the world, and often we're going to be pulled this way or that way. And when we're pulled, if we're in the kingdom, is we have faith, and some of us might be every once in a while, but God would say, hey, let's graduate. Some of us, we might be at a place where it's kind of like, what's in it for me, God? Hey, let's graduate. We may be running down a path that we shouldn't, our thoughts, family, relationship. God would say, Aaron, come on back. Yeah, the kingdom's over here. Oh, but God, what's in it for me? Oh, Lord, I come every once in a while. I'm good. No. You gotta. It's a lifestyle. It's a family. Be a part of it. I promise it's the best. My daughter, she's so sweet. I love her to pieces. My daughter, her new thing is no. And it's just life. And my daughter would be doing something that maybe she's not supposed to. And I'd say, honey, don't do that. Come over here. She said, no, no. And then at first she looks at me, and then I keep saying, no, baby, don't do that. Come over here. Come away from the steps. Come away from the dangerous stuff. No. And then after a while, what she does is she breaks eye contact, and then she doesn't look at me. So in her mind, it's like if she doesn't see me, then she don't have to listen. It's true. I was, oh my goodness, this girl, she'd take after the Mara, I think, you know? And I said, Eliana, come in. And she just kind of does that. And so my new thing is, this is so cool. You got to try it with your kids or your spouse. So, you know. But my new thing is, instead of saying, Ellie, don't do that, I say, Eliana, eyes, eyes. And she looks at my eyes and says, okay, come here. And she gets all excited and comes to daddy. It's like, oh, man, that's awesome. It works. You know, I'm just like, yeah. Hey, I should write a book on that one, you know. But, you know, it's so funny because that's like our faith. We're, you know, we'd be running away from the kingdom, and God would say, Aaron, eyes, eyes, and look at him. And I wonder if that's why the Bible would encourage us as we close in this. The Bible says, let us fix our eyes on Jesus, because he's the author and he's the perfecter of our faith. See, when our soul prospers, everything else follows suit. Who for the joy set before him, he endured the cross, scorning its shame, sat down at the right hand of the throne of God. Some of us may be running off, or some of us may be at a place in our faith that it's okay, because yet we have faith, but the Holy Spirit would maybe be calling out, eyes, fix your eyes on me, because I'm the author and the perfecter of your faith. When we understand that, we say, Lord, that is a delight. That is worth. It's warranted that I would give up everything. And Lord, you know, I would even take my life and all that I have and throw it into your kingdom. And as I throw it in, there's no other option, Lord, but to climb in there. Because all I got is thrown in. See, that's the commitment where we say, Lord, I'm all in. And when we do that, the Bible says, it's my good pleasure that I give you the kingdom. Watch our lives start to align rightly. God will start to give us peace where we've never had peace before. If your joy is leaked, he'll give you that too. That's the kingdom. We say, Lord, thank you so much for highlighting how valuable your kingdom is. Amen, amen, amen. Would you stand with me as we conclude? As we close, would you bow your heads with me and close your eyes? If some of you in here, you would say, you know, I understand where I am a little better. Yeah, because God will do that. He'll highlight areas of our life. But he says and encourages us, pleads with us, no, don't remain there. Come to a place where it's all in. It's not never a demanding thing, but it's a cheerleading thing, because the Lord knows how precious the kingdom is. And when we step into it, he says, that's life at its best. Some of you, you would say, Lord, I need help with that. Lord, every once in a while, Lord, I got to be honest. I've been what's in it for me. But Lord, you know, it's time to be all in. And though I may wrestle with the others, Lord, I'm going to continually set my eyes on all in you. If that's you here this morning, say, Lord, would you help me with that? Would you just lift a hand and say, Lord, that's me. Yeah. Okay. You can put your hands down. Well, let me speak to some of you who maybe you've never taken all that you have, and you haven't thrown your lot into the kingdom. Simply your relationship with Jesus Christ, and you've never given your life to him. Folks, let me tell you, it is the most eternal decision that you can ever make in your life. And if you haven't done that, let me encourage you, it is the best thing that you can. If you're here and you say, I've never done that, but you know, God knows I need forgiveness. God knows I'm kind of here or there, but you know, I need to be in a kingdom that has always been, will always be, will always remain. If that's you, you've never given your life to Jesus Christ, please do so. The Bible says, all who call on the name of the Lord, they will be saved. Say, Lord, I need forgiveness. Would you forgive me? And Lord, would you come into my life? I need to be a part of your kingdom. If that's you here, you've never done that, and you want to do that this morning, would you lift a hand and say, Lord, that's me. I want to do that. Today's the day. It's time. If that's you, lift a hand and say, that's me, Lord. I want to do that. Okay? Yeah. All in. Yep. Okay, in the front here. Yep. Anyone else out there? Yep. Okay. You can put your hands down. We're going to say a prayer, and it's really a prayer of commitment where we say, Lord, I'm going to take all I got, throw it in. I'm going to add the words, and would you repeat it after me as we conclude? And though I add the words, would you please pray with all your heart? But let's pray together. Heavenly Father, thank you for Jesus. Thank you that you came and died for my sins. You went all out for me. So, Lord, I want to say this so that you can hear me, so that those around me can hear me, and so that the devil can hear me. Jesus Christ is my Lord. I belong to him. In Jesus' name. Heavenly Father, Lord, that's our prayer. Lord, we thank you for highlighting your kingdom this morning. And Father, we know that it is more valuable than anything. We treasure it. We seek it, Lord. We ask that you would continue to lead us in all that we do. We love you. We're all in Jesus' name we pray. And everyone said, amen. 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 Well, God bless you. Have a wonderful week.
Hey, how's that, Cordero? Give him another hand. Thank you, Pastor Aaron. The enemy's going to try to sway us all our lives long. There's an enemy sort of the flesh. There's a spiritual enemy. But by the Holy Spirit, by the love and grace of God, we can be all in and constantly make all in kind of decisions. Amen. Aren't you grateful that he is all in our hearts? Amen. Let's applaud him. Thank him for a wonderful service. His word, his spirit. Yes, Lord.
Yeah.